Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Siobhan, thank you very much for that. Now, a pathway running from the base to the summit of Crowpatrick is being officially opened around now after the completion of a three-year building project to protect Mayo's Holy Mountain. The project cost around €600,000, with 80% of the funding provided by the Department of Rural and Community Development and the remaining 20% by Mayo County Council. This evening, Minister for Social Protection Heather Humphreys will lay a stone to mark the official opening of the Crowpatrick pathway, which was completed through the hard physical labour of a team of people who made hundreds of climbs in all weathers over the past few years. And John Cook has been meeting some of them. He joins us now from the foot of Crowpatrick. Can you tell us more, John?
Yes, Sarah, with concerns about erosion on Crowpatrick over the years and damage being caused by so many people climbing the route or going off the paths, a Crowpatrick stakeholder group came together to protect and preserve the natural environment of the mountain, as well as making it safer to climb. They hired five men to carry out 3.5 years of tough manual labour, using only their hands and the natural materials of the historic mountain. And today I met two of them to find out more. Climbing as we talked along some of the 4 kilometre pilgrim path, which runs from the statue of St. Patrick near the base of the mountain, overlooking the beautiful Clew Bay in Murrisk in County Mayo, all the way to the top of the mountain, 764 metres above sea level. That's 2,510 feet in a climb that can take 3 to 4 hours up and down or more, depending on your level of fitness. Sarah, I have a question for you. Have you ever climbed Crowpatrick?
No, not yet. It's on my bucket list.
Well, this is good news for me, because I don't want to hear any criticism when I sound a little bit out of breath here, as myself and Frank McMahon walked the route and he showed me some of his handiwork.
So they employed five of us to build a sustainable path 2 metres wide that people would want to walk on and keep them on it so that the vegetation could start to grow back.
Protect the mountain.
Protect the mountain.
But keep it accessible or allow people to keep climbing it, because I know there was a concern maybe it was being over-exploited.
Yes. And farmers were losing bits of land as well, because the erosion had gone into their land. No grazing for sheep. So, between the bibs and the bobs, we set about reclaiming the path, building this from stone under the expert tutelage of Matt McConway from Scotland, and he trained us up. Within the space of a few months, we were all flying it.
We'll take a break.
Now, these steps are a killer.
We'll catch a breath. We're admiring the beautiful views of Clew Bay and hearing the streams trickle down the mountain there. This is your handiwork, so, Frank.
It is, yes. Now,
walk with me here.
It looks rough and ready here, but it's actually very natural looking. And the thing is, before we started, there was people walking up along here. There was 3 braids at this side. A braid is trails that people make from constantly walking. So there, once you trample the grass and you keep trampling the grass, it gets worn away and the rain then just washes away.
And on the likes of Reek Sunday or a beautiful summer's day, you'd have so many people, they would all be maybe forging their own paths.
Absolutely.
This is the idea, is to keep a bit of order. But it still looks so natural, and it's only using the stone that was on the mountain, isn't that right?
That's it. Everything here we found just right beside us. You wouldn't think that these were man-made. They look natural.
Same as it did for St. Patrick. and not any easier, I think. You haven't made it too easy for anybody.
No, that's the thing. People think, oh, you made a path, it's so easy. You're still climbing a mountain from sea level. So you're climbing 700 metres. It takes a lot out of you.
Uh-huh. Also, among the hard workers on the mountain I met was Tulio de Jesus. He's originally from Brazil, but he was a man who was proud to wear his Mayo jersey with pride in pictures he showed me from some of the summer days of this 3.5 year project. It wasn't all good weather, though, as they constructed this path with hard labour in all sorts of conditions outdoors. Tulio de Jesus told me his wife is from Newport. He's proud to say Westport is home for him now. And with a background in construction, being a stonemason and loving the outdoors, he was very privileged, he said, to work on this project, protecting the mountain, healing its scars and keeping it accessible.
It was a challenge, hard work, you know, but I could see that we could
you could build something amazing in an amazing mountain. But it was difficult. No machinery to help or anything. It's our own strength.
How many times have you climbed it at this stage?
Over 400 times. Yeah.
Any advice on how to do it? Because I know I fell down a few times coming down the last few times. Maybe this walkway is going to make it easier now, is it?
It will make it easier and safer. I think the best way to do it is to take your time, plenty of breaks, and bring some water. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's my advice. The outcome of the project looks amazing. It blends in well with the landscaping. And we didn't change the shape of the mountain or anything, you know, mm-hmm. it's still there. We just helped to protect the environment, make it safer for everybody mm-hmm. for many years to come.
The work is done. Will you keep on climbing it?
I will. I said I probably wouldn't visit anymore, but I will. There's no way to never climb again. I love that mountain. And
that's Tulio de Jesus. I mentioned this project to heal Croagh Patrick and to preserve and protect it for future generations came about from the concerns and the work of the Croagh Patrick Stakeholders Group, which includes landowners, some of the farmers who have sheep on commonage here, also the mountain rescue groups who would advise you to be very careful still climbing this mountain. People like Mayo Mountain Rescue, the locals in Murrisk Community Development, businesses in the Westport area, the adventure race sector, because this has become very much a training ground for some of those adventure races that have become more popular in recent years as well, using Croagh Patrick. And chairing the Croagh Patrick Stakeholders Group is a former head of environment and climate change with Mayo County Council, Martin Keating.
It will need to be maintained into the future and managed into the future in terms of ensuring that the water is kept off of the path, that any failures in the steps and that are maintained and put back together, and that events on the mountain are managed in a sustainable way into the future.
Are you pleased with it?
Look, I'm delighted with it. I'm really proud to have led a group here locally that has ensured that Croagh Patrick, the mountain that people have come to for generations, centuries even, for healing, that it is now in a position to heal itself.
My name is Mary Gibbons and I'm from Lacanvey. Up on 25 years ago, my father got an idea to open up a little stall here at the bottom of the mountain selling sticks and ice creams.
The walking sticks that used to help you up, I remember.
Indeed, yeah.
Will they still be needed with those new steps now, I wonder?
To be fair, there is still an element of, I suppose, caution that's needed in the climb. And as excited and all as we are about the steps, you know, for people that aren't used to, you know, it's an onerous climb, really. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know that it'll take maintenance and upkeep, but I suppose the big, huge thing is that we respect the mountain. And, you know, I'm not sure in years to come, will it be preserved with the weather and the rain and everything? So there's probably still a lot of work to be done, but this is absolutely fabulous.
And that's Mary Gibbons from Lacanvey at the foot of Croagh Patrick. What's the verdict then, John, on this new pilgrim path for climbers today?
OK, well, Sarah, there's more bad news for you because it is still tough. But I need to tell you, you need to climb it at one stage in your life anyway. If I can do it a number of times, even sliding down on my bottom, as you'll hear now in a moment, you could do it too. Because I met surprisingly a lot of people climbing today, some for the first time, some have done it many times, starting with Nuala Nolan from Mullingar and Mary McCormack from Carlow. It was her first time.
Very good, but I was lucky because I have the new steps, so I didn't have the difficult side of it. So found
it's still
it
not easy.
No, we're very good. I'm 62 and proud to say it's my first time to do it.
Well done. What about yourself?
I've done it about 5 times, but I have to say it's definitely easier now with the steps because there was a time you had to crawl on your hands and knees to get to the top.
Uh-huh. Or so, coming down, I slid on my bottom a few times.
Yeah. Coming down is, it's actually worse coming down than it is going up, but we really enjoy it.
No one tells you that.
No one tells you
I shouldn't have.
Liam Darcy. I'm from Putmarnock in Dublin.
Did you get all the way today?
No, we didn't. We just climbed half the way because we're not properly suited and booted, really.
What are you talking about? People do it without their shoes and bare feet and everything. I assume you did that before.
Not me, no. I do remember it, though, way up there, yeah. People climbed on their bare feet. The last part, anyway. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm Alex. I'm from Italy.
Third time climbing Croagh Patrick.
Yeah, it's a third time.
What keeps bringing you back?
For spirituality, for I love landscape, I love Ireland, I love history of Croagh Patrick.
They put in new steps or some walkways with stone paths. Did you notice the difference today?
Yeah. And
does it make it easier?
Easier for the climb?
Easy to climb, yeah.
Yes.
You're an old hand at this. Your friends are saying no way.
It's not so easy. Okay. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
And that is some of the visitors climbing Crowpatrick's Pilgrim Path, ending John Cook's report from Mayo. Do let us know to 51551. Have you climbed Crowpatrick and how did you find it?
We'll have to bring John Cook back for the drive time fitness test after that, won't we?